Oxfordshire County Council yesterday approved plans to lock residents into one of six zones to, quote, save the planet from global warming. The latest stage is the 15-minute city, I mentioned this last week, agenda, and that's to place electronic gates on key roads in and out of the city, confining residents to their own neighbourhoods. The Hunger Games Society I've been warning about for so bloody long. Under the new scheme of residents, or if residents want to leave their zone, they will need permission from the council, who gets to decide who is worthy of freedom and who isn't. Under the new scheme, residents will be allowed to leave their zone a maximum of 100 days a year. But in order to even gain this, every resident will have to register their car details with the council, who will then track their movements via smart cameras around the city. Does anyone understand? Oh, well, people watching this program will, of course. But look at China. What is that? Oxfordshire. Oxford. The home of Oxford University. Oh, it's the home of learning. That's the home of program stupidity. Now, I'll come to this in a second. It's another Oxfordshire story, very relevant to the agenda. But I'll come to this because this is so relevant to this, what I've just said. Working from home revolution. Employees will have the right to ask for remote working from the moment they start a new job under proposed new laws. Small businesses minister, actually small brain minister it should be, Kevin Hollenrake, said it will make employees happier. No, it's to enslave them. Now, Mr. Hollenrake, you may well be, I'm quite open to this, be so bloody stupid you don't realise that. But that's what this is about, control. Now, if you are in Oxford, see the world eventually, if we let this happen, how are you going to work when you can't leave your home more than a 15-minute walk or cycle ride away? What are you going to do? Well, I have to work from home. Well, yes, of course you will. What do you think working from home in lockdown was about? Preparation for all this. Millions of workers will have the right to demand working from home on day one of their new job under laws drawn up by ministers. And it's being pointed out, critics last night said it would be a blow for smaller businesses. Exactly. What do you think lockdown was targeting? What do you think high energy prices are targeting? And carry on starving city centres of commuters, which hasn't fully returned since the pandemic. Do you think they want city centres in 15-minute communities? And there's another one, absolutely connects into this. Delivery robots queue patiently to use pedestrian crossing in Cambridge as one asks woman passing by to press the button for them. Have a look at this bloody picture. Cyclist Naomi Davies spotted a line of seven robots queuing to cross the road. Once upon a time, there were seven robots queuing to cross the road. After waiting for three light changes, one asked a passerby to press the button. The robots are being used as part of a trial in Cambridge, another home of intellectual giantism, stupidity, to deliver groceries. Amuse locals. Oh, this is a laugh, isn't it? Look at the prison that's being built all around us. That's funny. You see them all lined up. Said they had seen the cute robots dotted all over the city. If you can't leave your 15-minute community. You have to work from home. And anything delivered outside the 15-minute community comes by robot. Anyone see a pattern here? This other Oxfordshire story. Again, all part of the plan. Staffed at Oxfordshire Hotel are made redundant before Christmas as bosses take on government contract. This is a hotel in Oxfordshire, the Whateley Hall Hotel in Banbury, Oxfordshire. Has not been profitable for years due to COVID. No, not due to COVID, due to COVID restrictions, very different thing. And the loss of a major contract. What they've done is, it's happening all over the country, Britain. So many migrants are coming in illegally, being helped across the channel, as I showed in last week's Dot Connector. And they're being put up in hotels. And the money no object, because if it's the cult agenda, money's no object. They're paying these hotels, you know, something like up to £1 million, even more, £1 million a year to take on migrants. But part of the deal with the government, the Home Office, as they call it here, is that when the migrants move in, you have to sack all your staff because an external contractor is going to run the show. And it's happening there, and it's happening systematically. A Home Office spokesman said, the number of people arriving in the UK who require accommodation has reached record levels and has put our asylum system under incredible strain. Well, either that guy's an idiot, again, very possible, or he knows it's a nonsense and he knows this is about changing the demographics of Europe, changing the demographics of Britain, just as the open southern border in America is changing the demographics of America as people stream across.
The whole basis of the manipulation is to divide us and is to get us to judge each other, to hate each other, to envy each other, to compete with each other.
It's to confuse people, especially the young, about their gender who weren't confused before. That's what it's about.
A lot of people don't carry cash anymore, and they're not grabbing credit cards either. Instead, they're using their smartphones.
A currency that wouldn't be cash, it would be merely electronic, for which there are fundamental implications for human freedom.
The United States is preparing for a war against Russia through Ukraine, and what they plan is to try to take Crimea back. The idea for this Third World War is to involve Russia and China against the West. Stage one, you create a problem. It could be a manufactured virus. You want a reaction and you want them to either say, do something, or you want them to accept what the authorities suggest must be done. So one of the agendas is to massively cull the population. They want to reduce the numbers.